boys are betting town. The boys are betting town. Said the boys are betting town. The boys are betting town. All right, we're here live. Another episode of That Boy Bent. Today we got Bent Polizzi.
Bent Polizzi. Mr. Pizza.
Mr. Pizza.
Mr. Pizza, but the real ones know who Mr. Pizza is.
Oh, the super real ones. The first ones ever know Mr. Pizza.
How many people do they know who Mr. Pizza is?
Probably like 32. And that's like my whole family plus like you. So really just you.
Is your family Italian?
You're, yeah.
It's hard.
They know Mr. Pizza. It all happened because nobody can really say my last name. It's not that hard, but they just like don't know how to say it and they freeze up and they're like, pizza.
Did you call like Ben Polizzi or Ben like, or did you call Joey?
No, not really. They make it like too Italian. They're like Polizzi, Polizzi. That's actually how you say it. I forget how they always say it, but they always roll with pizza. And I'm just like, okay, cool.
You ever gotten panini?
Panini? No.
No.
It's always really just pizza or just Mr. Ben. Mr. Ben. You know, somebody doesn't know how to say it. They're like, oh, Mr. Austin? Mr. Ben.
Mr. Ben. Mr. Ben, nice Bent. To meet you.
What's up?
Ben's like, oh, there we go.
From the hair dryer.
You do?
I think. Is it still on?
Yeah, but we're good.
Put it back in. Don't tell
things
me
are indestructible.
So, Ben,
just Nokia?
Nokia.
For those who don't know, Ben's he's literally, quote Jack Harlow, he's popping right now on social media. He's
a comedian.
That's the video we got coming in the way, was popping slime. You know, stand up, I don't know, what you're just like a, you're just Ben Polizzi.
Yeah, comedian, do stuff on the internet.
Line bike rider?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Starbucks connoisseur.
So what?
Starbucks
connoisseur. Every second. Yeah. I'm more Starbucks than anything. I'm like 92% like PSL, really.
As I said, Dave, PSL guy.
Yeah. If I pee in a cup, it's like all Frappuccino.
You literally right next door to one, too.
It's a pub cup, dude. Yeah.
Pub cup.
Dude, dogs go crazy for those. Pub cups? Have you seen that?
Drive-thrus?
Oh, my God. I guess I would, too, though. It's whipped cream.
You're kind of a dog. Oh, I'm a dog myself. So are you.
You have a dog?
No, I'm a dog.
Yeah, I'm a dog.
You know that.
I'm a dog. Yeah.
I don't know what we're going to get into this interview. We got shit to say, but I don't know.
We don't have anything to say, honestly. Yeah.
All right, appreciate you guys tuning in. That was Bent Polizzi.
Yeah, see you guys next week.
So what are you up to? How's it work? How's everything?
Work is... I don't know, man. We'll see with all the stuff going on. Like if we're gonna stay open in the restaurant industry, but work's always, dude. Being a server is the hardest job I've ever had in my life.
Hardest.
Like I walk around bricked up, dude, the whole time. It's a lot of fun, and like it seems kind of easy, but you're just busy as hell the whole time. Like I get why like the restaurant industry is like on drugs, because you kind of like have to be.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there like trying to stay hydrated and stuff. I'm like, I don't know if this is the answer.
I mean,
it's tough. I got like 9 tables right now, and all 10 of them at each table want like different soft drinks. I can't remember shit.
And you're at the Eagle.
Yeah.
How long are your shifts like? Are they long? They like divided 2 hours, like double.
Dude, sometimes they're super long, like 3 to like midnight, pretty much. That's pretty long, but that's not even a double. A double is like 10 a.m. to like damn near midnight. It's crazy.
God.
Yeah.
I used to be a host for Charlie's. Yeah.
How was that?
It was terrible. My first day, I was a host in a picked up truck. What's the name?
Busboy.
Busboy.
Yeah, you were a bus it baby.
I was a bus baby.
You were just bussing?
Dude, I was bussing down. I was picking up this table, and this a very obese fat couple were to the left of me or right of me, and this fat dude goes, I'm in Noblesville too, so they're all like hicks, they have no manners and all that. They're not educated. And they're like, hey. I go, hey, they're like, come here. Walked up. Guy's like, what's wrong with you? I was like, what do you mean? He's like, what's wrong with your neck? I was like, oh, I had surgery years ago. He's like, turn around for me. I just did a little 360 spin. So I spinned around and I was like,
damn, dude, you're like a model.
Yeah.
360 view.
And he's like, I'm like, yeah, I had surgery. He's like, well, I sure didn't fix it.
Oh my god!
I just looked.
What'd you say?
I just
you
looked.
You guys want some more bread?
I took it. I damn near cried after that. But first day, I didn't want to lose the job.
First day.
First
that
day.
Happened. Did you imagine? Tell your manager or anything? Hell no.
No, I just tipped it to me.
Yeah.
Not tipped everybody here. Can you on imagine
me.
My first
on, me.
On baby?
Yeah, yeah, on baby. He's like, what?
Yeah, you got me, bro.
Yeah, his are just the
limbs. I'm like, yeah, I'm not very hip.
So. He needs a Rosetta Stone. That's what he needs.
Yeah. That's probably what it is.
You need a Rosetta Stone.
Well, soon enough. Soon enough, it'll be on the market, right?
Coming soon, right?
Yeah, yeah, soon, for sure. Yeah, you'll have it. Free trial.
Yeah.
Free trial?
You'll get like half of it.
Yeah. All right.
Slime ball.
All right.
I'll be slime ball you.
I know what slime means.
I'll be like one of those like, what are they like, you know, send you free shit and they're like, hey, give us a good review. You know, throw us 5 stars on Amazon.
Oh,
they used to give me that. They used to like
throw 5 stars in podcast
in college for whatever different like send like BS supplements or whatever, and they'd be like,
oh,
hey, go on Amazon and give us 5 stars, and we'll keep sending you free stuff. Yeah, so like even if it was garbage, you would just like give
it
5 stars.
Story.
Yeah, you got a free item today from us. We got your free IUPUI.
Oh, the credit card holder.
Yeah, that we found
yeah.
in the corner of our
card. I'd rather rock, I'd rather rock one of those than one of those like button things on the back.
The phone. Like pop socket.
Pop sockets. Do you have a pop socket?
No.
No.
I got a Bob Sided though. That's a new thing. I got a Bob Sided on me.
Just his
one?
Face on it. I'd rock that. Yeah.
Bro, you were in LA like last weekend.
Uh-huh.
Trevor Wallace, how was that?
It was fun. It was a really good show. I didn't know how it was going to turn out because I didn't know like how shows went around there, but I guess they're all like. Comedy shows in LA right now are all like secret underground.
Really?
Things.
They're not
yeah.
like helium comedy? Just
no, hell no. It's not
wow.
like that at all. It's like you gotta like do them outside or like rent out a private room. We did like on top of like a Von Dutch studio in Melrose. it was just like a big like acting studio and a bunch of people went in there and we did temp checks and everything.
Jeez.
It was all good. It was actually perfect. It was great.
What's the highest you've rated this?
My highest
this temp. What's the highest?
Dude, probably like, I think I got 97.3. I try to stick to 96.3 though because I'm hip hop as fuck, you know? I'm just playing.
I hit 99.1 this summer.
99.1?
I got the Rona. Yeah, I had it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I had tested, but I knew it had 99.1. You can't not have it.
Yeah, you weren't like a bitch about it, were you?
I said, come here.
You know what's great?
Give me all the Rona.
Give me it.
You know what's great about that is I'm pretty sure the number in which they're like not supposed to let you pass is like 100.4. So you didn't even
break that. You didn't even have it.
And
you just made it up.
Yeah.
No, I had 99.1. It was funny, though. I had 99.
Did you test positive?
I never really got the test.
So self-diagnosed?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It's like my condition. Yeah, just man's condition. No, a D1 training, if you have a 99.4 or higher, you can't get in. So at home, I had 99.1, but it was really hot in the summer, of course. So when I was driving down, like the heat, it got me to a 99.4. They're like, do it again. Like, go in a little cool area. I couldn't go down. So it's fucking hot outside. So they wouldn't let me in. Like, you got to get lost.
Damn.
Yeah.
What'd you do the whole time you had it? You just like...
I still was jacked off, ate, just like everything that I do
normal
usually.
Shit. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
My mom never got it. I lived with my mom, so.
She never got it?
No. It's like, what?
Was your stamina affected?
No, it's still the same.
Yeah.
It's like a minute or two, depends, but.
Good.
You use flashlights, right?
Never have.
What?
No.
Dude, you're missing out.
You ever thought about it?
All the time. Like every like hour probably. But like I just feel like the second time you do it, it just would be weird. But I guess that's sex in general. Yeah. The second time you do it, you're like, should I be doing this?
Yes. Have you ever
you know about that.
You ever like been doing it and like caught yourself in the mirror or anything? And has that kind of made it weird?
Honestly, so when you got a flashlight, you gotta try out all the positions so you're ready for the game, right? So you gotta make sure you're like if you look in the mirror, like...
Yeah, you, like, mount
your abs
it
are right,
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to D1 for getting my abs right this summer and Ryan Coleman, but, yeah.
Dude, you were looking super thick. So I saw
you
sitting earlier. At my bar stool today in my apartment. I was like,
oh, yeah, shout out bar stool.
Dude. Seriously, yeah. I thought that. I think I might have said it. Did I say
you
it?
You're like, you thick, bro.
Yeah.
I was like...
Damn, I meant to say that in my
boy
head.
Boy, get a dunk.
I was like, I definitely hit it.
What's that Soulja Boy song? Shoot out a dunk. Shoot out.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, y Soda boy. Soda that should have been you.
I think I'm just going to do this.
So when you're
hair dryer.
I'm interested to hear this. When you go to like just invite us. I'm going to break my equipment.
I wonder if this is making a lot of noise.
We need to throw some.
Maybe.
We need to fuck that up right now. We need to throw some lube on it.
Some WD-40. Yeah.
Jinx.
Owe me a blowjob. One, yep. Two, three,
nope.
Four.
Nope.
When you go to LA, should, do they pay you for your flight and hotel? How's that work?
No, it was all me.
On you?
On me.
On baby.
We need a baby right
it's
now.
It's not like that right now. It's just like all like independent comedy stuff. And I was like, wow. I haven't been out to LA for a while.
Yeah.
See what's good. It was fun.
Well, damn. I thought they had
it's a long flight.
Oh, yeah. I flew from New York to LA. That was like 5.5 hours. Probably here, like, what, 4?
Dude, it was damn near like 7. I took Spirit. They were going through drive-thrus and shit. I was like, dude.
17-hour layover.
Yeah. God. We flew Spirit for the first time in Orlando. That was...
I was surprised.
Every creature you imagine was there on that flight.
I was surprised the wings stayed on, honestly. That was my biggest fear.
Yeah.
There's always a weird noise, like, before a Spirit flight. It's always like...
Yeah,
have you ever noticed
it's
that?
Not, it's not the whistle.
Well, like, can you like say something about that? Like, we're all concerned.
Scary news.
So how does a like comedy game or whatever you want to call it, how does that work? Like how can you like what do you envision? Like what's your trajectory? Like how's that work? How do you get?
You just kind of have to keep meeting a lot of people. It's just like any other job. You just got to keep like making connections and meeting people and just like working as much as you can, and hopefully you get there. That's kind of how it is.
Yeah. No, like, hopefully you won't be flying Spirit forever.
Yeah, actually, maybe. I like that noise that makes. But yeah.
I thought that noise wanted.
Yeah. But it's just kind of like meet all the people you can and, you know, do as much as you can with what you have. And hopefully, you know, it'll take off.
And don't do
Stay patient.
Stay humble, blessed, honor.
Don't do what you did in your first stand-up gig.
Oh, man.
What'd you do?
Holy I thought we were going to get shot.
I
think I was there.
I think you were too.
I was at like the competition. God. You almost won.
Yeah.
Or did you?
Well, I went to the finals.
Was there different nights? Because there wasn't the night that we were there.
There were different nights.
All of us left thinking we were going to get shot.
What did you say?
I remember what I said.
Do you remember? I honestly don't remember. I just remember.
I know you have it on video. You get it pulled up.
Right, I was inspired by a Bo Burnham joke. It was a man. Oh, you know what I said? I was like, you know, there's a lot of celebrities that have like really like, weird long names, like I think Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yep.
Cuba Gooding Jr. Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know.
And you had the crowds.
You had him filling it in.
Yeah.
I remember
that. Bo Burnham did. He was like, you know, like the best snacks like peanut butter and jelly. And then, you know, like macaroni and cheese, like chips, salt, and vit.
So the whole crowd said
it. And Bo was like, cops, racists, blah, blah, blah. They're calling him out.
And then you won. Hey, you know what you got to do.
You got to push the boundaries, but you can't push it all the way off the cliff.
Yeah, we were sitting out in the crowd, and the demographic was obviously not in favor of that.
Yeah,
and we looked
nice
around.
Dude, read the room. You're like, I got this. Yeah,
they're like, we'll give you a pass, but after that, it's like, you're disabled. We'll give you one pass. Dude, Speak Time Boys, that's where we started our career at.
Yeah, with Barstool, Heartland,
Indy.
They're like 4 different names. That was fun though.
Yeah, and Barstool, Heartland, Indy, and America, right? Barstool America, wasn't that one
for like
1 week?
For like a week.
Yeah.
I didn't like that one, but whatever.
I don't like America either. I like Heartland the most.
Yeah. It was fun.
Did you two and Joey all start at the same time?
Yeah. Really? Liam Panero.
With that, at that internship, actually. Those tryouts were nuts.
Holy shit. So after the internship, like, I did my own thing at IUPUI and built that audience, and then you were still working at MS, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're just doing your own videos on the side.
Yeah.
Where you are now.
Starting comedy. Kind of doing the same thing now.
Say
what?
Huh?
What'd you say?
I said the same. Like, that's what I was
saying. Yeah.
Were you still at the Eagle?
Yeah.
Were you?
Oh, no. I just started there like the beginning of this year. It worked a little bit, then we all got shut down, and then so I've been there for like a couple months, I guess you could say.
Gotcha.
Yeah. We're there tomorrow.
What time?
10 a.m.
Do you get hella tips from people that know us now, or?
Just depends, really.
Yeah.
People that know me are usually younger, so they're like, "No, you know, here's $5."
Yeah, we do.
I get it though.
We do a lot of men. You're such a lot of women. It's probably why men don't have that much money. Women are just like got badges on them.
Yeah,
and a badge too.
I request all the guys. So
need that. Yeah. Need men. More men. More life. Oh no. All right. Fuck, marry, kill. Portillo. No. Fuck, marry, kill. Different. On me. Hard.
I would different on me or hard.
Yeah. On me, different.
Fuck, marry, kill. I'd probably fuck different. Because I love that, dude.
I hate
different. I love it in a different way.
Do you fuck different?
I fuck a little different.
Good.
Yeah.
I chill different.
So it makes sense.
For sure.
Fuck different. Marry on me and kill hard. I don't know why. It just came to me like that.
Wow.
Are you completely different?
Yes, I'm fucking hard.
He definitely would be killing different.
And I'm fucking hard. And I'd say that I would kill different for sure. I'm different. Nobody else is. And then I'm marrying on me. On me is so nice.
Yeah, on me.
You know what on me means, right?
It's like you replaced on God with me, right?
No, so on God.
Okay. He definitely needs it.
He on me.
I'm like a 40-year-old
dad. I had to explain no cap to him when we were in Orlando.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that how long has that been around?
I feel like a while.
A long time?
I mean,
when it
probably like 5 years on me.
I heard on me from Quincy Wilson in the Colts locker room one game by 2017. So a few years.
What was your first reaction?
I said, "What?"
Does the audience know what we're talking about?
They're just playing music, just playing pregame shit. There was like, "Oh, bro!" It's like, "What, bro? What you need like a New Jersey? Like, what can I get you?" Like,
I feel like I had more people like when I grew up. It was more like, "Hey, you want to go snipe on?" Type question.
You want to snipe?
Yeah. See,
what does that mean?
There's no such thing. You ask somebody that who isn't or a hillbilly, and they're like, "Oh yeah, I'll go snipe hunt," but it's not a thing.
Snipe hunt. Yeah. I didn't even hear. It's not a thing.
No, it's a joke to like to really see who's like a true like country.
Snipe hunt. I'd be like, let's do it. On me.
So on me.
Yeah.
On
so me. Like I got. I remember when I was like super young, I got asked that, and I was like, yeah, you know, I snipe hunt, and then it's like, no, jackass, you don't. Like, so it's like no cap. Like I.
Wait, no,
yeah, that shows my no. I'm not saying it's the same thing. I'm saying like the same concept of like I don't know what no cap is. It's just like you don't know what snipe hunt is.
So funny to talk about.
This is amazing. We need a whole new dictionary for 2021.
Honestly, when I think of no cap, my first thing my mind goes to is like no head. Like cap, top, head, dome.
It's not bad.
It wouldn't be like, what is it? No bullshit?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're not lying. Like,
are you capping?
Are you lying right now?
Are you capping?
Josh?
Yeah, are you joshing? Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I'm learning.
Hell yeah.
Rosetta Stone, man. Once it drops.
Once Rosetta Stone
hopefully
drops.
It's not as expensive as the real Rosetta Stone, because that shit's a ripoff.
$0.00. We get a tip for retweeting or liking it, I'm sure. Or commenting.
All I ask is a DoorDash coupon.
You want a DoorDash
coupon?
Five
off. You already gave me one, dude.
Just dash it. No, don't do
I've
one.
I've never DoorDash in my life.
You need to.
Yeah.
It's the best job in the world.
Have you? You've ordered DoorDash, right?
Mm-mm.
Uber Eats?
Never. I've never done like food delivery in my life.
What's your diet? You're
eggs.
Pretty.
Just like fucking a bag of ribs.
Just eat them out of the fridge.
Just eggs, dude.
That's
it? Swear to God, eggs and beans. That's all I eat. I don't eat meat anymore.
Really?
I swear.
Wow.
How much you would?
On me. No cap. I don't eat meat.
No cap.
See, you get it
now. No, yeah, I'm straight now. Yeah.
No meat.
So like, what do you weigh?
Like around 200 sometimes. Really? Yeah, it varies.
What'd you weigh when you played ball?
Same thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit. Even while eating meat, you were still same weight?
I might have weighed a little more then, probably, yeah. But I don't know. That's never crazy. Really ate regularly. Actually, I probably ate better in college because we had like a cafeteria. It was just full access. Yeah. Like now it's like, okay, I guess I'll eat 19 pistachios for dinner. Like, I don't know. That's how it goes.
Okay, what do you eat?
Wow. What do I eat?
Yeah, what's your like?
God, dude.
What?
I eat what?
No, what? Go ahead. I was just wondering why you're so intrigued.
Yeah, I don't know why they
Savage is asleep at the wheel.
So for like,
what'd you eat all day today?
Like, what'd I eat today?
Give us the full layout.
Yeah. Wake up till now.
I'll have a breakfast sandwich for breakfast.
Jimmy Dean, right?
Yeah, Jimmy Dean.
Jimmy Dean, JD's for
and
breakfast.
Then I have 3 PB&Js for lunch.
3?
Holy shit.
Damn! Day. I do and too, I love
they're so good.
Wolfing them down.
Dude, PB&Js are dessert.
Homemade or the Smuckers?
Smuckers.
Wait, no.
Oh, you had Uncrustables.
Yeah,
Uncrustables,
yes.
Yeah. That's a jelly.
You only eat like package sandwiches, though. That's your whole time. Well,
yeah, when I go to work and stuff.
Oh, no, I feel you.
And then, like, I'll go home and then I'll eat like 2 spicy chicken sandwiches. And I'll go work out and then I'll eat dinner.
Like the Tyson ones?
They're from like Sam's Club or something. Okay. The ones that I get. I get Tyson sometime too.
Yeah, those are good.
And like, no chap, you're like, you got a great physique, so
like
I'm surprised.
I would like
sandwiches are like.
I weighed myself yesterday. I was 197.
Got abs too. All that spicy chicken sandwiches.
I'm
damn.
With you on 197.
Sure.
So you got hella carbs.
197 club.
Oh, I eat so many carbs.
I do too.
Yeah, nice.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well,
gods.
How much did I weigh?
127.
Or 197. You're like one. You're like one.
Or wait, aren't you like
65?
No,
no.
Fucking. That's
165.
No.
185.
Oh,
are you like 140?
145?
A little higher.
150.
You're done. You're over 145?
I'm like 143.
Thick.
Oh.
I'm like 144 maybe. Yeah.
You've been hitting the squats.
I've been hitting everything.
You've been working out a lot, dude. What do you like doing the best?
Breathing.
Huh?
Hip thrusts,
huh?
Right?
Exhales.
Oh yeah,
dude. I do like
get on the bench and do that thing.
Really?
That's all you do for 4 hours.
You just envision Miss PL up
yeah,
ahead.
Suck it up. All right. No, I do a lot of squats. A lot of I've been doing some like deadlifts type shit.
Deadlifts are tough, yeah. Man.
They're hard. And
honestly,
I'm hard,
bro,
too.
From the back, you look like you've been doing a lot of squats and lunges.
Yeah, I have been doing a lot of those.
Yeah.
You have cake.
Can I pull up the you want some? I'm pulling up the LA Betty Fitness Crocker, all the time. Dude. Betty Bocker. Roommate.
Betty Bopper, that's you now.
Bop. That's another word too. That's like
that's a bop.
That's
head?
A bop.
Oh,
well, I think it's like a good song. That's a bopper.
You ever do the chicken for cardio?
No,
I just what's like, that?
Oh,
chicken.
Hey, let's go ahead. Let's go ahead. Let's go and show.
No, I know.
Oh, you know. We did it for one music video.
Yeah, that's right.
He did it. Was it on my bitch? Does I got a new bitch? Damn. We were doing this little line bite video like 3 summers ago. There's 2 guys doing them like music video. They're like. You want to get in with you?
Yeah, you guys
the best day ever, man.
I'm gonna throw it up on here.
You were
I think
in
I have
the,
it on my hard drive still.
The Tommy John one, right?
Am that
you?
Yeah.
That was our first one. Dinner last bit.
We
no.
got paid for like if they passed the video on Pat McAfee's internship, we all got paid like what, $50 or something?
We didn't get paid.
But I think like that's what we were supposed to get paid.
The
like,
video was up for like 10
whoever's
minutes.
Whoever's in it
yeah.
gets paid $50 or maybe it was $100 depending on how good it was. So we're like, let's do a video with literally everybody and make it bang. So we all get paid. We did something illegal in the video, obviously.
Oh, we show, I think.
Oh, we showed
Fruit of the Loom.
We compared Tommy John and Fruit of the Loom.
Yeah.
And Tommy John was like, you can't show our competitors. But we were like trashing them kind of. So it was.
Yeah.
It was a good idea.
And I missed out. We could redo it.
Yeah, he didn't pay us. But it was still.
I think I got paid a total of like $200 during that summer internship. One for the Ref Daddy video and one for just like being a good sport.
What percentage of that was reimbursement?
0.
Parking.
God. That Chick-fil-A was right. Chick-fil-A was clutched right next door to us.
Yeah, that was the best part. We probably lost money, honestly, just buying Chick-fil-A the whole time.
Oh, yeah. What gets you hard?
What gets me hard?
Yeah.
Probably your ass.
Yeah.
Damn near.
What gets me silly hard?
Because you know what hard means, right?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, start bulging.
Okay, you know what hard means? Like, that's hard.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few definitions you can
go
with.
Not like hard, like, you know, like hard.
Like, this,
not hard,
like, great inner Miss PL
like
hard?
That, no, like, that's hard. Like, you listen to a song or, like, you're at
that's
work.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
honestly,
like cold. Like that's cold.
Like this has gotten me hard since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
Like I'm obsessed with like sports like uniforms. So a good like uniform will get me hard. You know what I mean? Okay. Like the first time I saw the Denver Broncos uniforms when I was a kid, I was like, I'm hard.
Yeah.
So that right there kind of gets
me. So you a big Oregon guy?
No, but they give me hard.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So they have, they give me hard, but they're not my main chick. You know?
Mm-hmm. Dude, the Miami Heat Vice outfits?
Gets me hard.
How about UND uniforms? How are they?
Different.
The Hounds.
I think they
get you hard?
Not football, but they had something for basketball when they were Nike a couple of years ago. Got me kind of hard.
Yeah.
There's something about it. You got a UND? Is that what you're asking?
No.
Here's my roommate.
No, I was a J, baby.
Yeah.
Those George Hill IUPUI uniforms.
That was talking about getting hard. Those shorts? Getting hard.
Hard.
Yeah.
No, that's what gets me hard.
Or like the shorts and Hoosiers?
Hard.
All the time.
Huh? What gets you? The shorts and Hoosiers? You ever seen the movie Hoosiers?
I have, but I didn't really. I think I forgot. Hickory
outfits. Kind of. Yeah, you want to talk about some good shorts, though?
Remember when we watched the Super Size Me in high, like junior high, to try to just stop eating McDonald's?
Yep, I never saw it.
What?
No.
Wow, you missed out.
Super Size Me. Was it really gross? I heard it was really gross.
It was only gross.
I don't think it was that bad. It didn't make me want to stop eating McDonald's.
Just when Morgan puked, that was gross, but nothing else.
He ate McDonald's for how many days straight?
Like 30?
Yeah, a whole month.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But it's like, if you eat McDonald's a whole month, you're going to like start being like obese and have like health problems.
I was gonna say that's probably the one lesson I took away. Just don't eat McDonald's for a month.
Don't eat three times a day for a month.
They had like the super size thing back then. They don't have that anymore.
Oh yeah, like the meal super size. It's so large. It was super size.
Yeah, at Wendy's it was like, give me Biggie fries. It was called Biggie at Wendy's.
Oh my God. RIP.
What was Burger King?
Remember when the Wendy's had the yellow container for the fries? Those were the best.
That was Biggie size, dude.
Yeah. Now they're like, they're good now, but they're not the yellow cups.
Everything's smaller now, like all food.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
You know what I'm talking about?
The chicken.
I feel like it's gotten huge.
No, bro, it's not smaller. Even the bowls at Qdoba are like smaller now. I walked in and I was like, what? Yeah. Like that's a Big Mac now compared to when we were like younger. Shit's tiny.
Small Mac.
Maybe it's because we were smaller then, though.
I don't know. I guess I don't know. I was a fat kid. I was wolfing shit down. I didn't even think about size. I was just like, give me the most food. Whatever.
I had three Big Macs in third grade.
Big McRib guy. Love the McRib.
Yeah, I had a night where I had like three McRibs one time. They weren't even that good.
No.
You know what's underrated? When the chicken.
Just kidding.
The chicken selects. At McDonald's.
Oh yeah.
But they weren't tenders. They were selects.
Yeah.
They're so
premium meat.
Yeah. Love that meat.
That pink, that like picture of the pink slime that went viral, that kind of got me a little
slime.
Bit.
Slime? Oh, you just slime ball.
Did you go
what up, slime?
Go get some nugs right after.
It was like coming out of
like
a
true challenge. Yeah, it was disgusting. It looked kind of like yogurt, like frozen yogurt.
That can't be real.
McDonald's had to like cover their ass for that.
Wow, and look where they are now.
Same place.
I was saying, yeah.
So people were still ordering 20
things. Didn't change anything, but it was gross. It looked like it was like Play-Doh or something out of like a kid like toy faucet. Yeah,
it's pretty gross. You have to throw that image in.
Oh, I will. The video. The pink slime. Yeah. Chick-fil-A fries used to taste different too. They're not the same anymore. They're more.
You know what fries I love? Arby's.
Curly fries?
Mm-hmm.
Those are really good.
Yeah, I can't eat
them anymore. But when I was a kid, dude.
Yeah, when's the last time you had a french fry? You just eat eggs and beans.
Yeah.
No, I eat pistachios. Fries sometimes like a Beagle. You know, there'd be something laying around that like somebody didn't want.
Yeah, just take them.
Like literally off people's trays. I'm like, can I get one of those? I'm serving them. You guys need more water? Can I get a fry?
All right.
I'm going to start doing that.
Have you had the
awkward...
You going
to eat the rest of that? Go ahead, bro. Sorry. How fried did that mean for your server?
That'd be hard right now, bro.
Do you eat the rest of that?
And.
I'm doing that tomorrow. We'll do that for DoorDash tomorrow.
You gotta film it if you do, though. You gotta get it on video. Have somebody sitting there.
All right, I will.
What was I? I don't even remember what I was gonna say. Oh, fries. Oh yeah, when you're serving. This happens to him all the time. You ever walked up and like went to grab somebody's plate and there's no fucking eating? You're just like, I'll take that for you.
Every fucking time. Everyone knows this, yeah.
Fat Dan's. That's where it's like notorious for you.
Yo, Fat Dan's has some nice waitresses, but they're all like, their IQ is like, rock bottom.
I've done that before for sure because you're trying to clean up and stuff, and there's like one little piece of food on a plate, and you're like, they're not eating that. And they're like, ah, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, damn, dude.
They'll lose your hand every time.
Yeah. Want that green bean?
So you eat green beans. That's a bean.
Oh my God.
I love green beans.
All beans.
All beans.
I'm all about beans.
Beans and eggs. Who would have
thought? Beans, eggs. Oh, and like the vegetarian. It's called Morningstar. It's like it's like in the fridge. You know what that is?
I do. Yeah,
it's fire.
Okay, do you know what Morningstar is?
Morningstar, I've never heard of that. No.
It's good. James? It's freezer stuff, like chicken patties and shit. I hate the word patties.
There's like they have like they got like chorizo too.
Oh yeah,
my dad was doing like a plant based thing.
We would get
chipotle.
We would get chorizo breakfast burritos every Colts home game from the equipment staff. Those were great. But at halftime, the shits were coming down like nothing.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That's the thing.
Savage, what gets you hard?
Yeah. What gets me hard?
Yeah. I probably need to talk in this thing a little more.
God, what gets me hard? Well, what kind of hard are we talking about?
You know what we're talking about. Like, yeah. I got hard.
I really
what
wish gets I did.
Like, what gets you like diamond in the ice storm stiff?
Yeah.
Oh, we got.
That's dead.
Yeah, that,
we got
that one's
dead.
Dead.
Camera. There we go.
Oh man, what gets me hard? Definitely music gets me hard.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Like who? Who's your favorite?
Who's my favorite artist?
The Weeknd.
Yeah. The Weeknd.
Halftime.
The Weeknd's got me hard.
Halftime.
The
Weeknd can get me hard. Frank Ocean will get me hard.
Frankie Muniz.
Frankie Muniz too.
Frankie Muniz gets me hard. Is he still alive?
Oh yeah.
I don't know what he's doing, but he's out
nothing
there.
Nothing really. He's not really doing shit.
Oh no, so he's
probably
he's
making like a Big Fat Liar 2 or something.
Oh my god.
Big Fat Liar 2 gets you hard.
No, I'm not saying that. Big Fat Liar 2.
Mass Cheebles, big movie. That was hard.
That was hard.
I never saw it.
What? That was a classic.
That's a great movie.
How about some of these new NBA uniforms they've been dropping?
Those are kind of hard.
The Suns ones. That gets me hard.
I haven't seen those.
There you go. No, we're all the same.
Magic
same hardness.
Yeah. I think I've seen the.
We're both hard.
We're all hard right now. No one can stop us.
The Pacers better not come out with any freaky shit, you know?
Yeah, they're
it's just not the time.
Oh, those are. Whoa, these signs are hard. The
hard,
Valley?
Dude. That's what I'm saying. Gets me
the Valley.
What would you say? What uniform makes you, like, gets you the hardest?
The hardest?
Oh, yeah, the hardest.
He said the Miami Vice jerseys.
Okay, yeah. That's
up there.
Now
it's getting limp.
There we go. This is soft right now. We're
hard. Keep it hard.
No, the Suns Valley are the hardest right now.
Those are.
Holy shit. Utah Jazz are fucking hard too. The
ones that like the gradient goes from like yellow to red or whatever.
Those are fucking tough.
Hard.
Apparently.
Oh, the Vancouver Grizzlies last year.
Oh,
hard. The teal ones with the print.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Okay.
The Bucks are trying to pull out the Miami Vice 2 this year, it looks like.
The Bucks?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just I just saw some.
They're trying to keep Giannis from going to Miami.
I saw a tweet saying they're trying to bring Miami to Milwaukee.
Yeah.
What do they look like?
They're trying to afford
a little. I don't know if like, that's it.
No way, dude.
Like, I really hope that's not it.
They can't be.
But
it's just neon. It's just like the neon colors.
Yo, Giannis, we're kind of Miami. You want to stay here?
Yeah. Oh, so, wait, no. This is what somebody made.
Different.
What's up, man? Where are we at? Where are we at on time? Yeah. This has been fun.
It's been great. 34. We can wrap it up here soon.
Yeah, I'm down.
I'm trying to think.
You grew up in Indy?
Yeah. I wasn't born here, but I grew up here. When I moved here when I was 4.
Gotcha. Where'd you go to high
school? Southside, Roncalli.
Oh, okay.
You enjoy what they're
saying? Oh, yeah.
2 peas in a pod, so I call it.
Yeah, I've known them forever. Since like 4th grade.
I hate the people that, like, if you guys made a good video, they'll be like, Ben has to rely on Joey or vice versa. Like, just, we've been like doing this shit for like years.
Yeah.
All of us independently together. It's so annoying.
They just don't know.
No, they don't.
That's
another thing too. How do you like, since you're getting like a new, you're getting a bigger audience day by day, how do you like try and remember to like accustom like one video to a specific audience? Be like, fuck it, like if you don't think it's funny, it's not. You know? I'm just gonna keep doing me. And just...
Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean?
So like, say, but like, you know, like I just now, you know, like different like demographic of fans. So like people, like people want like the Johnson, people want the fucking like. Just,
right.
You don't see what's coming next video. Like, do you just try to accustom to different types of people, or is like?
I just always try to change it up. I try to change up all my videos to like, because I get bored real quick.
Yeah.
Like when people do videos and they're like part 3, part 4. I'm like, I could never do that. I got to do one. And then, I mean, I've done a part 2, but it's never
as good as the original.
It's never as good or it's a lot different. Like me and Joey did, We did like a Mother's Day video, and we did a part two, which was totally different. Then we did a part three, but it was like a whole different, like two different moms. So it's never like the same thing. But I always try to do like a totally different thing every time I do a video, just because I get bored and I like to like show like range kind of.
Yeah.
One thing I like about your videos is like you do things that are so like accurate and light, like you, like things that you like, you're just like, holy shit, that happens all the time. Like, it's so, the one that really got me recently, it was the one when you walk into the men's restroom at the urinals. I was fucking losing it.
What one was it? I can't even think right now.
It was like I think it was like when a dad walks into the
bathroom.
Dude, that was hilarious. Like, it's so true. Like,
oh, fuck. That's so funny.
Just, and that's why I think it's hilarious.
Damn near.
I've
been doing that 24.
Yeah, that one was hilarious. I'm glad. Thanks, but man. Yeah, so that's what I really like about it's like, dude, yeah. And then even like the fucking,
because every time a dad walks in the bathroom, it's like, what the fuck's this guy gonna say?
Yeah, yeah. What was it? He like leans over and he's like,
1080p. Oh shit, that's tight.
Yeah,
thank you.
That's tight. It's tight. I missed that word.
Tight. I still say it like it's.
Yeah, never. That was an intermediate. That's tight.
Tight. Yeah. That's
tight. Hard. Tight's hard.
No, it's hard.
No, it's hard. Loose is soft. Still saying that. That's loose.
Honestly, a lot of these things, like, you've kind of. Like, I'll say them at work now, and people are like, what'd you do? Like, I'll say, I'll ride my dogs.
Oh, that's like a man's exclusive.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah, right.
He's like, usually ride with my dogs. It's like, yeah. But he's always just like, dude, I ride my dogs.
Dude, that's the thing. Like, I got a guy.
Everything I say, I learned from my Jack Harlan's friends. That lingo, they say like on butt. It's like, on,
they say
like,
that?
Oh yeah. This Jack was the one started the ride for my dogs. He started that on butt. Horny. He says horny too.
Yeah, no, horny.
The Louisville lingo is pretty much why I'm like. Like, just hopped on. It's fucking, it's addicting.
Yeah.
It's great.
Say, the first time you said, I'll ride my dogs, I was like, fuck, did you say?
You should tell Jack to make a lingo dictionary. Louisville lingo.
We need a Rosetta Stone, but Louisville edition.
Yeah.
Well, that's somewhere you
could be like an entry. Yeah.
Well, shit, you're going down to Louisville very soon for stand up.
Yeah.
We got to figure it out.
Before Thanksgiving.
You gotta talk to that. Sure. Yeah. Louisville lingo. There you
pull
go.
Up.
There you go.
Louisville pull lingo.
Oh, my God.
It's a bar already. Double L.
Oh well. For my dogs.
Yeah.
Hi. Yeah, Mantis here. So I'm editing the podcast that you listen to right now, and I totally forgot to ask Ben Polizzi two questions that we always ask our guests. One is our segment, Mating with Mantis. So I forgot to ask Ben, what is one piece of advice you can give me, Mantis, when it comes to spitting game or dating with girls?
Mating with Mantis. What's one piece of advice I can give Austin Taylor to pull girls? Man, I would say definitely don't tell them about BDS syndrome. Because if they know you're, like, packing a hog, I don't know, man. That can be intimidating, you know? Girls like a guy that's just a normal, average guy. And you? But yeah, I would just stay away from the BDS thing. Don't tell them. I mean, they might like ask. I don't know why they would, but they might ask. But just don't just say you have some other type of condition for sure.
And the second question we're gonna ask is, of course, what does bent mean to Ben? Here we go.
What does bent mean to me? I think bent to me is what makes you. Like, bent for me, honestly, is probably my laugh. Like, some people hate it, some people like it. It's just what makes me different. I'm hard. Yeah, that's what bent is.
What a show. What an episode.
It was good.
Yeah, I know it's respect. That's why I loved it. I think we knocked everything out. I think we're all hard right now. We're all... Kade, you're hard.
I'm always hard.
Yeah, so I keep hearing a thud over there on that table.
Yeah.
Every time.
Whoops. The other uniform.
Oh, so your show. You want to shout out your show, Espresso?
Is it
Espresso still?
Espresso with Ben Polizzi. Yeah. Sure. Uh-huh. Every drops every Tuesday. Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, YouTube, Spotify.
Stitcher.
I think it's if you don't have Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You can just like Google Espresso with Ben Palitzi, and the first thing that comes up is Stitcher. I don't know why.
I said that.
Stitcher.
You better get your first follower on there.
Yeah. We got a big following.
We got a big
on
fan base
Stitcher.
From Canada. Breaking yeah. one from Canada.
We got Ireland fans, Jan.
We got Ireland now?
Yeah, we got Ireland now, yeah.
It's big time.
I knew a girl
named
Ireland. I met a girl named Ireland in college. She was something.
Her name was Ireland?
Yeah.
Whoa.
She was my friend's ex-girlfriend's best friend. What? Desmond. Yeah, Desmond's girl. Yeah.
Ireland. Yeah. What was her last name? Smith. Something completely normal. Like,
Ben Pelosi, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, man.
Good luck in Louisville. Stay home.
Yeah, when's your
double
show?
L's. Blackout Wednesday.
What? Oh, damn. See, I'll on beat with the little finger
tip. Night before Thanksgiving.
Blackout Wednesday. Speaking of that.
The Caravan Comedy Club. Night before Thanksgiving in Louisville.
That was my first time ever making out with a girl. So my 1 year anniversary of Blackout Wednesday.
It's a fun night.
Oh, my God. My God. It's been quite a bit weird now this year because of COVID. Probably locked down for Blackout Wednesday.
Out.
Yeah. What? No, I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Cool with that?
Absolutely.
All right, boys.
I got you.
Girls, subscribe to Ben's show, Espresso. Follow him on Instagram and Twitter. Bent Palitzi, next word changer.
I'm changing my name permanently.
Dude, wait.
On all platforms.
That was a weird thing I want to ask you. Fuck, you're talking TikTok. It's like far more superior than like, your Twitter and Instagram.
I don't know why. I had one video go up. Well, I had a couple, but it just spreads like crazy on TikTok. People are very positive on TikTok, too.
A lot of bots, too.
Bots?
Yeah, oh yeah.
All my followers are fake.
Oh yeah.
It's funny.
You bought a few more.
Yeah.
Hey, men lie, women lie, numbers don't. The logic bar right there.
Bent a dick.
Bent a dick. Bent this dick. No, wait. Yeah, anyway. All right. Thanks for coming on. Wait, what? Why did I say that? Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for coming on. I'm like, no problem.
Peace.
Later.
Hey, is that boy Bent?